Okay, good morning everyone. That is good to have you all here, and it's good to be up here, especially after so much procrastination, which you're very good at. Okay, so today I want to share some very basic thoughts on allowing for one another, especially believers in Christ, all of us. So we're going to take a look at a couple of examples and briefly touch on how they apply to us. And I'm sure we've all heard this subject plenty of times before, but it's a good one, so we'll do it again. Okay. So in the Bible, we read of numerous instances of what we might call touchy subjects, or just passages that we don't fully understand. We have different interpretations. It can be a cause for dispute sometimes. So some people choose one way, others another. Yet both ideas and actions can sometimes, they're all for the glory of God, even though we're different opinions. And we can still work together as an ecclesia and discuss the gospel and break bread. Okay, so before we get too far into it, let's just remember the greatest commandment in the Bible is to love the Lord our God, and in doing so, to love one another. So one huge part of this love that we show for each other is peace and harmony. Or a word we used a lot in school was to cooperate with each other. It's hard to cooperate in school, but we're constantly taught to cooperate. Cool, and it's so important for our own benefit and for others. Okay, let's get right into it. We're going to take a couple of examples, mostly from the Gospels. Paul writes to the various churches. It's also worth noting that this is a subject that not only Paul but others cover it on many, many occasions. So just the point there. It just shows how important it really is. Okay, for the first one, I'll be reading it all out anyway, but you're welcome to turn it up. We'll be heading over to Romans 14. Okay, and Paul starts by giving us an example about food. So starting from verse 1 there, Romans 14. Care for him who is weak in faith, and do not confuse him with your own reasonings. One man has faith to eat all things, another who is unsure in faith only eats green food. If you take all foods, do not judge those who do not, and if you do not take all foods, then do not judge those who do, for God has received them. So let's put ourselves in this situation as the one who maybe we limit ourselves to green food or herbs as the only suitable food to eat, whether it be tradition, our background, upbringing, whatever it is. So then, what do we do if we find someone eating meat? Something we're not so happy with. Maybe we rip into them? I hope not. Maybe we politely suggest that they should only eat green food? Well, yeah, we could do that, but would we be correct in doing that? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe we just allow them to do what they do. Well, let's see what Paul tells us in a similar situation. So if we glance down Romans 14 again, verse 4 to 6. And the first sentence, who are you to make yourself a judge of another man's servant? It is to his master that he is responsible for good or bad. Okay, so we know we're not the master, are we? It's God. Let's keep reading. Yes, this place will be safe because the Lord is willing to keep him from falling. This man puts one day before another. To another man, they are the same, but let every man be certain of his own belief. Okay, so we must be convinced of our belief. If we're not convinced, then we need to keep searching God's word for what he has to say. All right, let's read on to see what Paul has to say about it. He who keeps a day keeps it in service to the Lord, and he who takes food takes it in service to the Lord, and he gives praise to God. And he who does not take food does not take it of his... Sorry, I've copied and pasted that wrong. Doesn't service the Lord, and he also gives praise to God. Okay, so wait, what's going on here? Can both of them be right? Well, that's exactly what this example is showing us. One day, one another, one food, another food, but both of them are correct. One believes, yeah, one day, one type of food, and they're both giving glory to God. And... They're both doing in the service of God, and this is what's important. They're both giving glory. And although they have two opposing ideas, we can see that there is no need for these differences to cause dispute or rub each other up the wrong way. But they both, again, give glory to God, and we need to leave it in our Master's care. Okay, now the next point is fairly obvious, but let's discuss it anyway. Of course, this doesn't mean we can just have random ideas. We've got to back it up from the scripture, as we recall from the end of verse 5, where it says, we must be absolutely certain of our reasonings or belief. So that's key. So then, so long as we firmly believe, we're giving our glory to God. We're doing it in service to God. Okay, let's jump on. So Romans 14, and Paul goes on to reinforce his point down in verse 13 here. Then let us not be judges of one another any longer, but keep in mind. Excuse me. Okay, starting again, verse 13. Then let us not be judges of one another any longer, but keep this in mind, that no man is to make it hard for his brother, or give him cause for doubting. I am conscious of this, and am certain in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself, but for the man in whose opinion it is unclean, for him it is unclean. Okay, that part at the end there, that's a whole subject on its own, but verse 13 and 14, Paul instructs us to cooperate with each other and allow each other's weaknesses. Oh, excuse me, still got a bit of the cold. Okay, here is a really good one. Have you ever stopped to pause and consider that maybe you and I, we're the ones with the weaknesses, and that everybody else, they're the ones that they're allowing for us, they're building us up. And it's something we'll probably never notice. It's all in the background. But it's worth a moment to just pause and consider it at some stage. And it's one of the reasons why we get together, and it's so important to do this and remember our Savior on Sundays. Okay, let's keep pushing on into verse 14 now of Romans 14. Okay. And if because of food your brother is troubled, then you are no longer going out in the way of love. Do not let your food... Excuse me again. Do not let your food be destruction to him for whom Christ went into death. And here is the key in verse 16. Let it not be possible for men to say evil about your good. For the kingdom of God is not food and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. So the kingdom of God, it's not limited by our differences. Again, as it says, it's a place of righteousness, peace, and joy. Okay, there's another similar example in Romans 1. Not hold that. Let's head over to 1 Corinthians 10. Okay, so I'm only going to pull out the main points. Let's go on anyway. Starting in verse 23, Paul's talking about food again, but the concept applies to much more than just food. So, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify. Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being. Eat whatever is sold in the meat markets. Ask no questions for conscience' sake, for the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness. So Paul, in his circumstances, is not bound by the same traditions or laws as others, maybe his Roman upbringing possibly, but even we know that he makes allowances, even if it's not particularly helpful to himself. Let's jump down to verse 31. Therefore, whatever you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Again, it's this glory of God. Give no offence to the Jews, or to the Greeks, or to the Church of God, even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, so that they may be saved. Okay, so in this verse we've just read, Paul again backs up his point that he allows for others or cooperates with others in the church. Each way was right, the Jews, the Greeks, and Paul allows for this, they allow for each other. Jews one tradition, Greeks another. And then even though Paul didn't believe in doing these things, he wasn't hindered when he did do these things to cooperate with the Jews and the Greeks. Okay, there's another example about different ways of doing something. Let's head over to 1 Corinthians 7, and we'll start at verse 7. So I nabbed this out of an excerpt I heard a while back, but it applies. Okay, so, yes, I would that all men were even... he's talking about marriage here. Yes, I would that all men are even as I myself. However, each man has his own gift from God, one after this manner and another after that. I say therefore to the unmarried and the widows, it is good for them to, if they remain just like me. But if they do not have self-control, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. So what is Paul telling us here? Well, really, he's saying that there's two correct paths here. One is to marry, and one is not to. And he believes that the path he's taking is in fact more correct, because it allows for him to serve God even more. But we know that they're both intended by God, and both serve God in their own ways. So again, just two different ideas, but both to the glory of God. Okay, let's take a look at a final example, then I'll wrap up. So if by this stage you're dozing off, listen out for the conclusion in a couple of minutes. Okay, so 1 Corinthians and verse 10. I'll just read out one verse and summarize the next couple. Okay.
What's the chapter?
Chapter 1, I believe. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10. Okay, and Paul goes on to say, now I make request of you, my brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Does that sound right? That you all say the same thing, and that there may be no divisions among you, but that you be perfected together in the same mind and in the same opinion. Okay, so Paul goes on to say that the next couple of verses, everyone was aligning themselves with these different factions and leaders within the church. And they weren't making allowances for each other as much as they could be, or cooperating. And we know that in doing this, they're seriously damaging their own faith, and especially others, like new believers, those that aren't as strong in the faith. Okay, so you may recall in Romans 14 and verse 13, Paul says, keep this in mind, no man is to make it hard for his brother or give him cause for doubting. So again, it's seriously important to just have this allowance for each other. Okay, so 1 Corinthians, and in 1 Corinthians 10, Paul goes on to say, you will all, sorry, just where we were, 1 Corinthians 1 verse 10, you'll all say the same thing, and also that you all be of the same mind and opinion. So these verses we've just read, what is it that Paul wants us to be of the same opinion about? What should we be in the same mind over? And if we read on, it's the teaching of Jesus. So no matter our personal ideas and and beliefs, we all share the hope of the kingdom. These core beliefs, and the resurrection by Jesus' grace. So Paul is reminding them that we need to allow for each other to cooperate with each other and grow together, so that we can all remember Jesus together, rather than causing issues and splintering over things that really are trivial in the grand scheme of things and God's plan for the world. Okay, so really, what am I trying to say with all of this? Well, we need to try with our utmost effort to allow for our brethren, allow for each other to cooperate. And knowing full well that we do have differences, we do believe slightly different things. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But we all share this core gospel. And don't let these little disputes, they're going to occur, but when they do, we'll just allow for each other. So Paul is telling us loud and clear to be very careful not to force our correct way onto others. Because our correct way, it may not be the only way. And there's always another way. And as long as, be sure in your belief, give glory to God, and that's the best thing you can do. Okay, so conclusion. If there's one thing we want to take from this exhort, it'll be the summary. We're pretty much covering everything. So at the end of the day, we share these core beliefs of God's kingdom and our amazing opportunity through Jesus. So again, we're going to have these differences. It's human nature. It happens. But it's seriously important to remember that while we and others, we have these differences, no matter how much evidence we think we have or how obvious we think something is, there's always another angle to the story. And we need to leave these differences, these angles, in our Master's hands. For he is the only one who truly knows if one way or many ways are correct, and who's really giving him glory. So remember that what we have discussed today, many occasions, many examples in the Bible of seemingly different ideas, and they can both be correct, or they both give glory. So we should continue to do all we do for the glory of God and making allowances for one another. Cool. Okay, so I'm not sure how I'm doing for time, but thanks for listening in. And I hope that my somewhat simple ideas, they just help refresh ourselves on one of the core aspects of the gospel. Thank you.